Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 484, up 5 on the open. September, 493, up 6. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 377, up 2.5 on the open. September, 394, up 5. December, 410, up 4.5 on the open. July corn opened at 248, up 6 on the open. September, 260, up 6.25. December, 274, up 6.25. March, 285, up 6. May, 292.5, up 7 on the open. July oats opened at 193, up 6.5 on the open. September, 193, up 5.25. July soybeans opened at 596, up 10.25 on the open. August, 602.5, up 9.75. September, 610, up 10.5. November, 625.5, up 10. January, 635.5, up 9.25. March, 642.5, up 8.75. May, 645, up 8 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 179.50, up 2.90 on the open. August, 181, up 3.30. July soybean oil opened at 25.22, up 36 on the open. August, 25.33, up 30. Over at the Merck, August feeders open at 108.45, up 15 on the open. September, 107.80, up 45. October, 107.05, up 25 on the open. June live cattle opened at 78.32.5, up 20 on the open. August, 78.75, up 10. June lean hogs opened at 73.15, down 20 on the open. July, 70.90, up 20. August, 69.05, down 42.5. October, 58.50, up 5 on the open. And July bellies opened at 87.50, up 40 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us now with a look at the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Weather rally coming on today?
Boy, all at once. That's amazing, but definitely weekend rains were a little less than expected, and the moisture situation this weekend here is put in a hold as far as the southern part goes, with the tropical storm stealing or robbing some of the moisture out of the south. The northern belt's still in a position to receive some rains here Tuesday, Wednesday, and again on the weekend. But temperatures are going to warm up into the 90s, and some of these areas that's missed some rain is going to start showing some signs of stress. And also, too, this tropical storm, a lot of turbulence. There's ideas that maybe there could be some rust spread through the south and push a little bit more towards the north, too, with these systems starting to come in. So one extreme to the other, going home Friday with some bearish fundamentals and some concerns about the marketplace. Then we come in here today and seeing some renewed buying interest. It's just a sign of what we're been talking about for some time. We're going to see some extreme volatility both up and down here.
Let's break it down by commodity. Begin with the wheat. How close are we, do you think, to putting in a winter wheat harvest low?
Well, if you look at the momentum indicators, technically we're getting a little bit oversold, and we're in search of a low end through here. If you're going to go with the long-term fundamental thinking of the voice of the tomb, wheat's going to be a buy here, but it's still a ways away yet.
Take it to corn, and it looks like the uptrend is still in place, although we did some damage technically on Friday when the funds were selling off a little bit. But with the weather recovery today, what is your feeling of how corn will play out until the acreage report?
Well, we've been under the opinion it's sort of like the month of April. We saw the March 31st planting intention report shoot the market up, then we spent the whole month of April up and down, up and down, up and down. And I think we'll probably be under the same type of scenario here unless we just continually to see some forecasts taking all the moisture out of the forecast, and it's a weather market, and who knows. But we've been watching this 20-day moving average, and that comes in back towards the 278 level in the December corn. And I think as a trader, from a technical point of view, you need to watch that, see whether or not we can get above that. You know, if we can go above 78, we could probably try the upside one more time. If we fail at 78, we could probably continue to sort of chop and trend sideways for a while.
That 20-day moving average this morning at 278 and three quarters, if we get above that, are you then suggesting a run at the May 18th contract high, 287 and a quarter?
I think that signals that maybe the forecast, a move above that will signal the forecast is going to remain drier than what the trade's comfortable with, and I think that gives reason to add some weather premium and test that high, see whether or not we can go through that here by the end of the month probably.
Over the weekend on Commodity Week, Darrell Good, the economist at the University of Illinois Agricultural Economist, was asked about the soybeans and why they were showing the strength that they were showing. And his words were, just wait, not yet. In other words, he thinks still lots of room to the downside. Where are you on this day on that issue?
Well, long term, from a fundamental point of view, of ample supplies around both domestically and worldwide, I think that's correct. It's short-term in here. This is the sort of the weather season and rust fear area where we could see some extreme moves up and down both. But I would think here near-term, these November beans back towards this 635 was going to be a fairly stiff resistance. You know, if we'd pop through that, we could take a quick run to 650. But I would have a hard feeling be tough to move much above that, knowing what we know here now. With the supplies we have, I still feel long term the risk is to the downside. What we've encouraged a lot of guys to do is go ahead and move these beans, get your money, and reinvest in some call options. We've been purchasing these November $7 calls. I think it's a win-win situation. You've got your money, you know where you're at. If this market does, it literally takes off and explodes to the upside, you're on board. If not, all you have at risk is that 10 to 15 cents for what you pay for those call options. So I think that's a prudent strategy to look at because the bull and the bear are both going to be right here over the next 2 to 3 months.
What are you seeing over at the Merck today?
Well, we're looking at lower cattle prices, cash crate coming in here at this 80, 81 cent area. Some of these guys here in the Eastern Belt were offered 80 cents, and the packer quickly backed away from that. So there's some ideas that we could roll over here. Technically, we've had a good run, and we're due to sort of back and fill. As we go into summer in here, typically beef demand slow, so we'll have to watch that as time goes on. On the pork sector here, we've got to watch that real close. We've had a good run. We're probably vulnerable to back and fill. We've added a lot of money to cutout levels in through here. So pork is also in a position here where it could probably roll over here at the expense of follow-through selling from the beef sector.
Thank you much, Kurt. Have a grand day.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Let's go ahead and look at the current tick. July wheat in Kansas City, 485.5 up 6.5. July wheat at the Board of Trade, 376.5 up 4. September, 392 up 3. July corn, 249.25 up 7.25. September, 261.25 up 7.5. December, 275 up 7.25. March, 285.75 up 6.75. July beans at 602 up 16.25 now. And August at 608 up 15.25 fast trade in the August contract. September 615.5 up 16. November 630.5 up 15. July soybean meal, 181.90, up 5.30. July soybean oil, 25.27, up 41. At the Merck, August feeders, 108.25, down 35. June live cattle, 78.20, down 32.5. June lean hogs at 73.20, up 25. A quick look at outside markets for you. July crude oil at 71.70, up 7 cents. The CRB at 340.20, up 11 cents. The U.S. dollar, 14 cents to the upside today at 85.89, while the S&P 500 is at 1250.19, down 211. Taking a look at Jay Searle's two-state forecast today, mostly sunny in the north with patches of clouds and sunshine in the south. Highs from around 70 in Chicago to the upper 70s in the south. Tonight, generally clear skies over both states, but cool. Lows from the lower 50s in the Rockford area to the mid-50s in Columbia, Indiana. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with highs pushing into the lower 80s for western Illinois, while the 70s hang on across the east and Indiana as well. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.